We were just listening to music of Edie Hill and Mr. Disc Jockey, Donald Nally. What did we hear?
Oh, I feel like I have a new profession. That was Edie Hill's Canción del Alma. You heard a lot of Maren Brehm there. She's a New Jerseyan and a mezzo in our group that has a lot of solo stuff in that particular piece. One of our favorite Edie Hill pieces from our CD, Clay Jug.
Well, very good. Also available on Navona Records.
Yes.
Also. Yes, well, Kyle, why don't you play Musical Chairs just a bit?
Yeah.
And before we go back to the Ark in the Sky, and we're going to hear a couple of extended selections from this brand new major work, before we get to that, why don't you share with us a bit about what is coming up for you musically in the upcoming season?
Well,
what are you writing? And,
I'm finishing up a piece right now for Conspirare in Austin, Texas. And it's it's a new work for them. for them. Craig Hella Johnson is the director of that. And I work for them with the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet. So I'm going back to writing for guitars. I haven't done that in 25, 30 years. And so that's gonna be a lot of fun. It's about a 15-minute work. And I'm also will be writing another piece for Pifaro with Variant 6, the vocal sextet in Philadelphia. And that's for May, and then also a piece for the I Sing Girl Choir out in San Francisco, also in May. So, and then all mixed in with that, I'm writing my first opera.
Terrific.
Yeah, it's not only on, but it probably will be called The Book of Job. The world has been waiting for the opera on The Book of Job, and I'm writing it.
Are you sure?
Yeah. The world,
I could make a pun right now. I could say that's going to be a big job.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Marvin.
But when is this? When exactly?
In the next couple of years, it's all coming into fruition. I've been working on the libretto and putting the music together and assembling some organizations that are interested in doing this. So the uniqueness of it is that it will be for one solo voice with choir, and the choirs will play all of the other characters. There'll be Job and all the other characters, which will be the choir. So that's what I'm doing in addition to all the other things.
Wow,
so, yeah.
That's great. You're working on quite a bit of stuff.
Yeah,
that's
wonderful. And thanks to Donald Nally and The Crossing, and The Ark in the Sky is being performed a number of places in the coming season, in London and Cincinnati and different places. So that's also exciting. So.
Well, very good. Well, before we go to the final two sections of The Ark in the Sky, Kyle, why don't you share with us a little bit about some of the stuff you like to do outside of music?
Oh, well, in just the last year, Marvin, I've picked up a hobby.
I think I know what it is.
I take pictures now, and I've always had some interest in that. And we would go out for walks, and I'd be, you know, snapping things with the iPhone, but decided to get a real camera for the first time in 40 years or 45 years. And so I'm doing it, and what makes me get better at it is I try to put something up on Facebook every day or two, and that really makes me focus, focus on...
So Facebook has inspired this new hobby of yours.
Well, you know, so I can show people, but that makes me actually work on getting better, because I know I'm going to show it to people. And so, you know, I'm just an amateur hobbyist, and I was trying to think, wait, what is this called? I'm doing this thing. Oh, that's right. It's a hobby. So I'm really enjoying
it.
I really love it.
And you have, I know, you
lots
know,
of bird
nice,
pictures.
Nice scenery where you are and all that.
Yeah, so, yeah. The scenery is a lot easier because it doesn't move. Birds are harder. They move around. But, so I'm enjoying that.
Very good. Donald, I know this is a question you can't wait to answer. Just share something.
Well,
a little bit.
It's hilarious because I,
You're a very active, involved with music, Dr. Lee.
Yes,
and that's your
I
life.
Am.
There's nothing wrong with that because that's my life also.
Yeah, I don't really, like, I don't really have a thing that I do.
Really? Because I do.
I realize that. I do read a lot, but so much of it is also sort of funneled toward the work that we do because, you know, it's not like I'm sitting reading books looking for text all the time, but the writers that I read, you know, do influence kind of the overall umbrella of our work a lot. And I suppose I'm an uninteresting person without hobbies.
Well, I mean, but sometimes though, everything you do with your profession has many things related to that that you're involved with.
Yeah, and I also, you know, I mean, I teach graduate students, and I have cars at Northwestern, and I have a whole other life in Evanston, and you know, I have a husband, and there's a lot going on. There's
so
a family.
You're not planning on taking up motorcycling.
No, there's I'm not looking to fill any time. So the time is full.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Every once in a while I have to put on Facebook also about my music so that people remember that I'm still composing.
That sounds like what did you just say? I forgot. No. Well, let's go, Kyle, back to the Ark in the Sky, and we are going to listen to the final two sections of this composition. And what would you like to say about these final two parts of the work?
Well, it's the eighth and ninth movement, and it's really the culmination of the piece. The ninth movement is the eighth movement. I really love, and it's a lot of people's favorite part of the Ark in the Sky, it turns out. And this is about mending the nets. Robert Lax was on this Greek island, and he would go down to the docks, and he would see the fishermen, and the sponge divers, and he would. This poem is him going down and asking them, "What are you doing?" And they say, "We're mending our nets." He says, "Why do you mend your nets?" He says, "Because they get broken, and the night fish jump through them, and they make holes. And every night they do that, and every day we mend them, and that's the poem." And I decided to make it a canon, a series of very simple sounding canons that happen at different times. And it turns out that a lot of people find it very effective. And then the last movement is the Ark in the Sky, and that's what gives the name to the whole piece. And it's again this image of this moment in nature where nature just hits you, and it's the sky and the sea, and it all hits you at once. And yet I wanted to expand this, and it's about 12 minute of being hit by this. I divide the choirs, so there's two choirs, and they're singing back and forth, they're alternating, and they're overlapping each other, and that also gives them time to breathe, and it really builds up to a tremendous ending, I think, and really a moment of ecstasy for the piece.
Very good. By the way, Kyle, are there any scheduled performances of this entire work?
Yeah, it's coming up. There's in the beginning of November, the Cantus Ensemble in London is doing
wonderful.
It.
Oh, wonderful.
In January, the Vocal Arts Ensemble in Cincinnati is doing it.
In December, one of the movements will be on a doctoral recital at Northwestern, and two other movements will be on the University Chorale concert.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's
getting around.
It's starting
That's
to get
great.
Around.
Congratulations.
And
yeah.
We just did it in Bozeman, Montana.
Yeah.
The full thing, it was really amazing.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, The Crossing, of course, recorded and did the premiere in 2018, but then did it a couple times, including at the Chorus America National Conference in Philadelphia, which was a big
hit. At the end of June.
That's great. This is what's so exciting about the work you do is new music. It's just the whole idea of stuff where the ink is still pretty wet. You know?
Yeah, and it's really terrific to have pieces where we can tour them, take them around. They're exportable. Other people want to do them. Craig's going to do it in Cincinnati.
Yeah. It's an exciting time because of Donald and the Crossing. The to be a choral composer, and I love hearing Edie Hill's piece and Lancey McCloskey and Gavin Bryars, and the things they're doing is just creating such energy and excitement. People love coming to hear new choral music.
And I think people in general, based on this program, love hearing new music in general. And you know what I find very interesting is that I find students love new music.
It's their music.
I mean, I teach music history at the Westminster Conservatory Honors Music Program. And it's amazing how the younger students love listening to all sorts of cool stuff by our living composers. It's amazing. You know, it's
my students are all like this, you know, and they talk, you know, with great knowledge about like Consolation of Apollo, a piece of Kyle's that, you know, like 20 years ago that would have like probably died on the vine.
And you know what I think has helped so much too is that in the music of today, any style goes.
Yeah.
In new music.
It's really exciting.
It's a great
time to be a musician in the United States.
Definitely. Absolutely. Well, Kyle, we're going to hear I Would Stand and Watch Them and the Ark, the final two sections from The Ark in the Sky. Featured in our performance is The Crossing. Our conductor is Donald Nally, and this is from a just-released Navona Records compact disc.
I was
You were just listening to the final two sections from The Ark in the Sky by one of my guests, Kyle Smith. You heard in our performance The Crossing, conducted by another one of my guests today, Donald Nally. And this is from a Navona record CD, a brand new release. And we featured today The Ark in the Sky, several sections from it by Kyle Smith. Well, guys, we're coming towards the end. We don't, you know, the show is kind of going, and it will soon be gone. Before we go on, though, I just want to thank you both for coming. It was great to have both of you here.
It's our pleasure.
Thanks, Marvin.
And I hope, Donald, we don't wait 9 years or
yeah,
8 years.
Right. Yes, right.
Because it was, that's right. And I remember when, I'm trying to remember what was the, it was in November, was it?
I don't know for sure.
I don't remember. I would have to check. I would have to check.
I can make something up if you like.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Marvin, I have to tell you, if I can interrupt.
Go ahead.
And I already have. My brother, who was a couple years older than me, he's no longer with us.
Mm-hmm.
He loved listening to WPRB. He loved all the different shows. And he would think that it was the coolest thing in the world that I was on the radio with Marvin Rosen. So thank you.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate that.
It's very touching.
It's awesome.
Very touching, and I think I might start crying, but it is very touching. And Kyle, thank you so much for sharing that with me. Very moving moment for me on today's program. Well, let's go, Donald. Once again, tell us a bit about what's coming up, just to kind of review some of the things we talked about.
Well, so after... You mean in our upcoming season?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I really only got up to December when we talked about it, you know.
That's what I'm
February, we'll be at the Annenberg Center in Philadelphia with Knee Plays. That's from Robert Wilson's works in the 70s and 80s. Philip Glass wrote a set of Knee Plays for him, and David Byrne wrote a set of Knee Plays for him, and we've combined them to make a whole show out of Knee Plays. I'm really excited about it. They're doing a festival about Glass, and this will be part of that. And then we are... part of a big project of Bill T. Jones that will be at the Armory. We will not be with him at the Armory. We'll have a recorded version of us singing in that show, and then that will come to the Mann Center in Philadelphia in May, and we will be live with the Bill T. Jones. It's called Deep Blue Sea. Show that's coming there, and then we go into our month of moderns, which we do every year, three concerts. Different programs of all commissioned music, works of Danny Felsenfeld and Aaron Helgeson, and Tawny Olson is writing a piece.
Oh,
she
wonderful.
Won the Barlow Prize a couple of years ago, and that's funding that. It's just a really, really exciting time. Lots and lots of new works. And you can find all that on crossingchoir.org.
Sounds good. And Kyle, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Well, the Ark in the Sky is continuing its life with performances around the world. Well, actually, in one other country, so I'm really happy for that, and grateful to Donald and The Crossing, writing a new piece right now for Conspirari in Austin, and we'll be writing new pieces for Pifaro. Variant 6 coming up, and with the I Sing Girl Choir in San Francisco, and then working on my first and new and so far only opera, The Book of Job. So that's coming up. Lots of things going on.
This has been great. And I just want to remind all of you that if you have any questions about any of the music played today on Classical Discoveries, you can go to my website. My website address is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. The detailed playlist, as well as the MP3 audio sound files for today's program, will be posted on my website by this evening. Also, if you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me directly at marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Just want to remind you one more time that I will be with you next tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 5 p.m. for another American music edition of Classical Discoveries, and do hope you can join me for that. Again, that will be tomorrow afternoon between 2 and 5 p.m. Well, I thought it would be kind of fun to sign today's program off with a few selections from the Crossings recently disc that they recently won a Grammy for. And Donald, what are we going to hear? And what is the composer? And tell us about the work, a couple of.
So this is Zealot Canticles of Lansing McCloskey. He's a composer who lives in Miami. And we've done a number of his works. But this started as a 10-minute work that I commissioned with another choir. And when we performed it for the first time, I said to him that day, I think we have the beginning of a major and important cantata. And the reason, part of the reason it's important is because the words are by Wole Soyinka, Nobel Prize winner, who playwright, philosopher, and activist. And these are all writings that he's written about zealotry and radicalism, largely inspired by his experience at home in Nigeria. And so he, Lansing put together this really wonderful and kind of complex libretto out of his writings, his speeches, and a book that he wrote called 12 Canticles for a Zealot, thus the title of the piece. So we're going to start by listening to just the first movement, just to enter it into the world that he's created about being a prisoner. This is the text. He wakes from a prolonged delirium, swears he has seen the face of God, and eventually comes to this mantra that kind of keeps him, sustains him, which is, I need nothing, I feel nothing, I desire nothing. And I want to point out that there's a huge part for a clarinet in this piece, and it's played amazingly by Doris Hogg Gulati, a well-known Philadelphian, classical music people in Philadelphia know her well.
And then we'll be hearing the ninth section.
Yeah, I think we're going to go to nine.
Yeah, and then we'll go to nine. And the name of that is?
And nine is Seek Havens of Peace on Ocean Floors. And it actually draws a little bit on the first movement, but the things get really increased and very intense in the middle of it. You can hear the kind of anger that's in some of Wole Soyinka's work and comes through in Lansing. And there's also, we're going to hear Mary Montalbano Brem again in a big solo with, actually a duet with Elijah Blaisdell.
Very good. Once again, The Crossing is conducted by Donald Nally. Guys, thank you again so much for coming.
Thank you, Marvin.
Sweat. Saintly cheek that turns the other side.